30 years ago, the main hall of Teatro Azteca in Fresno's Chinatown was filled with the sounds of famous Spanish-language actors, singers, and comedians. Think Cantinflas, the Mexican Charlie Chaplin.
Ya acabó.
No, no, si no se lee, no.
Javier Solís.
En tu pelo tengo yo.
And the list goes on and on. How do I know? Here on the dressing room walls of the long-shuttered theater are the signatures of stars dating from the 40s to the early 90s.
What are their names?
Jose Alfredo Jimenez, Alicia Juarez, Valente del Campo.
That's 28-year-old Laura Barboza. For years, she's dreamed of operating a Spanish-language theater.
My dream was to be an actress since I was 5. So I always thought maybe I can have my own place and I can do whatever I want to do.
About a year ago, Barboza and her business partner found the Azteca. It didn't have seats and hadn't shown a movie in years. But after signing a lease and a lot of hard work, the two reopened the theater's doors in late September with dancers, actors, and music. Barboza hopes this old theater in a rough part of Fresno will become what it once was, a cultural meeting place for Latinos where Hispanic art, folklore, and community are fostered. Armando Heinemann, now 51 years old, remembers visiting Teatro Azteca when he was just 6.
We used to come watch all the great Mexican movies here. I remember going upstairs to the bathroom and looking out the window the last time I was here, and I didn't come back down because I was peeking out the window. Next thing I know, I got somebody pulling my ear. Avente, muchacho! Come, what are you doing?
Heinemann remembers the theater as a place that unified Latinos in the region.
Families came here from all over the San Joaquin Valley. They come do their shopping, come do their eating. Vamos a ver una película. Let's go see a movie.
And it's that type of community that Barboza wants to see come alive again, in a region where over 50% of the population is Latino.
When I first started doing the remodeling, it was my dream, my personal dream. But then after hearing so many stories from other people, now it's like, I gotta do this, I gotta bring this back.
Barboza says it's really important to bring Spanish language theater to life in California. She wants to see a regional reinvestment in Spanish language arts and cinema. Alma Martinez knows a bit about this.
Remember, Mexico has been doing theater 500 years longer than we have.
She's an assistant professor at Pomona College in Claremont, California, and an acclaimed actor who got a break in her career in the 80s with the classic film Zoot Suit.
The mono you're about to see is a construct of fact and fantasy.
Martinez says theaters like the Azteca began over 100 years ago, with traveling groups called carperos from Mexico who performed in tents. The groups eventually established brick-and-mortar theaters, but they were dealt a major blow with the advent of film. The theaters adapted by becoming cinemas, creating a space for Spanish-language film.
Latinos couldn't go into a white movie theater and be treated with respect. They sat them in the back. So consequently, these places became really important places for socialization. They could bring their girlfriends, they could bring their families, because they were just for Latinos.
But it wasn't all good for Spanish-language cinema. Martinez says when television came into play, the theater saw a major decline in the 80s and 90s.
People started getting TV and they stopped going to the movies. So then that died again. And I think that's probably what killed off the economic, social impact, cultural impact with the advent of television.
And just like that, Spanish language theaters in the U.S. sat dormant, empty and robbed for decades. At the same time, technology keeps advancing and the way we view films is changing. But despite those odds, Martinez says reopening a theater like Teatro Azteca is worth it. That's where Laura Barboza with Teatro Azteca comes in. She's booked dancers, comedians, and an acting troupe through the new year, and hopes to have enough funding to begin screening films by next fall.
They loved calling Teatro Azteca because there was a pretty lady that answered the phone, and she would say, Teatro Azteca, buenas tardes.
So are you that pretty lady now that answers the phone that says Teatro Azteca?
Of course.
She has Teatro Azteca. It's freshly painted and seating is installed. She has a vision, but she still needs the resources and the right connections to bring her lifelong dream to fruition. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.